Last week, I had the honor of speaking to an international gathering in Vienna, Austria, on the topic of religious freedom. Remarkably, there continues to be an incredible disconnect between how that term is used in the United States and elsewhere in the world. And the thing is, we need those words to mean something real. The American religious political right does not deserve to use them, especially not now. We need the words religious freedom so that we can describe an end to death threats for leaving a faith, something that happens in other parts of the world, not here. We need those words so we have a way of talking about the soaring number of anti-Semitic incidents around the world, and yes, in the United States as well. We need those words so we can describe the opposite of the fear some Muslims feel around the world, and yes, here in the United States as well, if they can even get here after the Supreme Court's ruling this week of just being identified as Muslim in the street or of gathering to pray and to comfort each other. That's what we continue to need those words for, religious freedom. Here at home, despite the president having received an almost unprecedented level of evangelical Christian voter support, despite vast numbers of conservative Christians now holding local, state, and national offices after overtly campaigning in Christianist terms, despite signals from the Supreme Court that the separation of church and state may no longer apply to Christian institutions, despite one-party rule in Washington, D.C. and promises to enact a raft of political religious right agenda items, the narrative of victimization continues unabated. It is incredible. It is as if being asked to obey the Constitution is equal to persecution. I just saw a fundraising letter from the ironically named Family Research Council claiming straight out that Barack Obama is holed up in a Washington mansion and is somehow pulling strings to thwart the Christianist agenda. So send Tony Perkins money, ASAP, because Christians are under attack. You'll hear the same victim narrative from other multimillion-dollar far-right operations claiming, despite all evidence to the contrary, that they are under assault right now, right here. If ever you doubted that anti-gay cake baker defenders, Ten Commandment monument erectors, Happy Holidays wisher critiquers were in it for the money, as we've often implied on this program, there's never been better evidence of that truth. Everything has changed, except the victim narrative, the solution to which seems to be always send us money. Complaining about religious oppression when there is no religious oppression brings to mind words that can actually be found on those Ten Commandments monuments we've been hearing so much about. Thou shalt not lie. Well, it's all the time we have for this week's show. If you made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with that person or persons. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. The community that's grown around State of Belief Radio is active all week long online. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That state of belief.
It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.